Good morning, Dave, and good morning, ex-Phil, new in at Sundance Books and Music. I've got four books I'd like to tell you about. The first is Fantomaglia, and it is by Elena Ferrante, and it is a writer's journey. It's a piece of nonfiction, and this book invites readers into Elena's workshop. It offers a glimpse into the drawers of her writing desk, those drawers from which emerged her three early standalone novels and the four installments of My Brilliant Friend, which is known here in the States as the Napoleon Quartet. Consisting of over 20 years of letters, essays, reflections, and interviews, it is a unique depiction of an author who embodies the consummate passion of writing. So Elena Ferrante's Fantomaglia. We have by R. Howard Block a book called One Toss of the Dice, The Incredible Story of How a Poem Made Us Modern. It is improbably this poem, by the way, which is called One Toss of the Dice. It was improbably the forerunner of our digital age. That is, a French poem written about a shipwreck published in 1897, which in its mind-bending possibilities can be read up and down, backward and forward, even sideways. And it is believed to be certainly one of perhaps the launch points of modernism. The poem was written by Stéphane Mallarmé, and it is this 20-page epic of ruin and recovery provided, again, as I said, a tipping point for the way we think and look at the world, and gave much impetus to thinkers such as from Albert Einstein to T.S. Eliot and on into the modern movement. So that is One Toss of the Dice. We have The Artists and Writer's Cookbook, a collection of stories with recipes. This is edited by Natalie Eve Garrett. And there's, I think, about 76, 77 writers and artists that have contributed to this. It's really graphically beautifully done and a very fun book set up with hors d'oeuvres, soups, main courses. Some of them are puckish and silly recipes with history. Some of them are completely fantastical, and some of them are charming and based in family memoir. So these recipes are, some of them are usable, some of them are just for great joy and laughter. Very interesting, quirky book. And we're going to tie it up with Vintage Camper Trailers. This is a collection. It's a coffee table photo collection put together by Paul and Carolyn Lactinola, who themselves came across a vintage trailer that they restored and started using for family trips and became immersed in the culture of vintage trailer restoration and enjoyment. And it is just this utterly amazing collection of different people across the country with trailers that they've found and restored, including, for example, a 1957 Shasta trailer that was restored and is pulled by a 1965 Camaro fully restored, and inside the bed of the Camaro are two restored Schwinn bikes. So these people are consummate fans of the old and the fixed up. And that's what we have new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.